And then those big old teeth.
Tush.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about the little baby ones when they're first born? They're called baby hogs.
They're the pigs.
And then, oh, yeah. Then I always thought pigs and hogs were the same thing. Never did know. When a calf's being weaned, you call that noise that it makes, you say it starts to...
bawling?
Yeah.
Squeal?
Bawling?
Or whatever, calf, yeah, whatever you call it. And then the noise a cow makes at feeding time, that's...
she's bawling.
That's what you call that?
Bawling.
Bawling also. Mm-hmm. And then the sound the horses make at feeding time is...
they nicker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they nicker. And did you ever raise anything besides any other kind of birds besides chickens?
Turkeys.
Oh,
yeah.
You had those too. Now you call a hen that's on a nest of eggs a
setting hen.
And then a portable sort of a house, I guess, for chickens that people would use to haul them around in.
Coop.
And now this is like when children are eating fried chicken, there's one particular bone that they like
that's
to,
a pulley bone.
To get and play with and all that kind of stuff. We never could remember at our house which end it was you were supposed to get. We never were able to get that straight. And to this day, I've never been able to get that straight. We just never did know whether it was
something. Well, the pulley bone is right under its neck just as it goes around its breast.
Yeah. And, when they would try to pull it, and sometimes we'd think we were supposed to pull the short end, sometimes the long end, and we never did know which it was, which whether you get the short end or the long end. We never could.
No, it'll not break just to
see who married for it.
Yeah, but we never could remember which meant which. Anyway, he got married first, so
the shortest end marries first.
Oh, is that the way it goes with the shortest end? Well, he must have gotten that then. I don't know. I just don't know. What about the insides of a hog that people eat? Like the intestines.
Well, the liver and the heart and some like the lights. We never did use those.
Well, what about just the intestines that people sometimes fry and... have you ever heard
the
of
intestines?
Yeah, what is they call that?
Oh, I know.
Giblets?
Chitlets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chitlets.
Yeah.
Chitlin.
You didn't eat it?
No.
But they say they're good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I've heard lots of people say they can clean those intestines out and dry them and then... they're just
they
fine.
Used to, mother, I've seen her do that time or two, as small as I was. She'd take those big intestines and wash them good and then turn them wrong side out, wash them again, and then stuff them with sausage and keep them for a long time.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, it keeps the meat good.
I didn't know that that's what they would stuff the sausage. Well, when you would be calling your cows to come in from the pasture, how would you call them? How did you call your cows? Oh, that's pretty good. That sounds pretty good. What about sheep? You said that they had sheep. How did they call sheep?
Goo sheepy.
How was
I
it?
Never.
Goo sheepy.
Oh,
goo sheepy. Goo sheepy.
Oh, okay.
I never had any sheep.
So you didn't know how to. What
well,
about?
That's why we.
Oh, that's the way you call those. Well, what about pigs when they're feeding time? Hogs at feeding time.